CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN courts have entered a new digital age. A virtual court project has been rolled out in every court in the province. Justice Minister Thembi Simelane and her Deputy Minister Andries Nel visited the Durban Magistrates Court this morning to assess the implementation of the virtual remand detainee project. They and reporters were ushered into Court 12, where proceedings were well underway, but with no one in the dock. The suspect appeared on a large flat-screen TV mounted to the courtroom wall as he appeared via video link from Westville Prison. There were a few minor connectivity glitches, but these were quickly resolved. Afterwards, Simelane said access to justice had been enhanced.
Which is what really is our mandate as the Department of Justice, but to carry that mandate without worrying about safety, without reduction of costs, without maximizing and making sure that the system is efficient, would also not be an ideal situation.
Water and Sanitation Minister Phemi Majodina says her department needs almost 90 billion rand to address the infrastructure backlog that is hampering access to clean water for South Africans. She was responding to a written parliamentary question from BOSA. The party spokesperson Roger Solomons says there have been attempts by the minister to pass the blame for South Africa's water supply crisis from her department onto municipalities.
Municipalities cannot provide water with broken infrastructure, and citizens should not be surprised that we have an imminent water crisis in the country. It's been hiding in plain sight, and it's an outcome of a government that's either indifferent to the impact of the lack of reliable water supply or lacking the political will to do something about it.
European football's governing body has condemned the acts of violence in Amsterdam in which Israeli fans were attacked last night. Fighting broke out before and after Maccabi Tel Aviv's 5-0 defeat to Ajax in the Europa League. Dutch police made at least 62 arrests and they say 5 people were taken to hospital. UEFA says it will examine all official reports, gather available evidence, assess them and evaluate any further appropriate course of action. Israel's airport authority says it's sending a plane to bring home the football fans. The Dutch transport minister has expressed his sorrow, calling it an ugly case, and said the government was working to ensure the safety of Israeli passengers. And strong sales of games, music and image sensors have helped guide Sony to a 69% rise in profits. The company made 38.5 billion rand in the 3 months to September. During that time, almost 4 million PlayStation 5s were bought globally, with strong demand for related software too. The top story this hour, KZN courts have entered a new digital age. This morning, the Justice Minister and her deputy were at the Durban Magistrates Court to assess the implementation of the virtual remand detainee project. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.